In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Okay, let's see if this is working. Hey fam, it's Phoenix Kalita with the Black Podcast with WineCellarMedia.com. I am trying to do a little bit more as far as international headlines go, right? I know our show tends to be very American-based with our coverage. And I'm just trying to, you know, bring more international stories that maybe our listeners aren't really getting because, you know, I've said it before, but, you know, American politics is like, Trump said something, Russia exists, someone shot up a school, climate change denial, you know, another state banned abortion, whatever. Like, you know, it's very partisan politic based and very much like, what are Democrats doing and what is the GOP doing and how is Russia involved? And so a lot of stories seem to be slipping through the cracks for American audiences. So we just wanted to talk about a couple things, you know, here and there. And, you know, the goal is to make these quick segments, like maybe 10 to 20 minutes, and just like, hey, here's what's happening in other places, you know, where Donald Trump doesn't live. So let's get to some international headlines. This one I just like because it makes me happy. Ooh, excuse me. Extinction Rebellion protesters are blocking London's busiest roads and bridges. I love it. Thousands of people took to the streets of central London on Monday, blockading some of the UK capital's busiest roads and bridges and gluing themselves to street furniture to raise the alarm over a mounting climate crisis. On Monday morning, a group of demonstrators with trees, plants, and solar panels in tow barricaded the Waterloo Bridge, one of five locations targeted by environmental campaigners in the city as a protest, which is expected to continue for at least a week. Mm-hmm. The demonstrations are part of a global campaign orchestrated by the British climate organization Extinction Rebellion, which includes rallies in at least 80 cities and more than 33 countries demanding governments take decisive action on climate change. I just like that story, mostly because I think, like, you know, because we're so dependent on fossil fuels here, at any time there's an environmental protest, it was like, oh, no, that didn't happen. Oh, only like 10 people showed up. So it's nice to see that, according to this organization, 3,000 people are taking part in these protests across London. So, yeah, just remember, if you're fighting climate change or opposed to climate change, you're definitely not alone. So, yeah. And apparently Willem Dafoe, the actor, is involved with this group. I kind of dig it. All right, I didn't know he was an activist like that, so go Willem. All right, so that's happening in bloody London. And then we have not done, like, any coverage of Sudan. There have just been, like, mass protests and demonstrations all through Sudan. Thursday's ouster of longtime president Omar al-Bashir, Sudanese protesters then faced off with military troops during a sit-in outside military headquarters in Khartoum on Monday as they amplify their call for civilian-led rule. Demonstrators say the Sudanese military attempted to take away the barriers surrounding protesters in the road where thousands have gathered for days. Ayman, a protester who wants to use just his first name because he fears retribution, told NPR that the barrier's removal would have effectively dissolved the protests, but demonstrators managed to stop the troops. The main protest group, the Sudanese Professionals Association, the SPA, issued an urgent appeal on Twitter, calling on additional protesters to step in and protect the area from armed forces. Video from the scene shows a group of chanting and flag-waving demonstrators hustling towards the troops, some perched atop vehicles. It's so interesting when there's coverage of a protest. Like, depending what outlet is writing it and the opinion of the journalist, whether they're, like, demonstrating or whether they're terrorists, right? Because, like, standing perched atop vehicles, that's a very nice way to say it. That's not what the fuck they said about niggas in Ferguson. They did not talk about, no, perched atop vehicle shit, okay? Media reports said that the standoff ended peacefully with no bloodshed, but it underscored the tenuous nature of Sudan's transition as military leaders vie for power in the vacuum al-Bashir left behind, an activist fear a continuation of the old regime passed along by loyalists. These people are really fearless, said Ayman, a university lecturer who has been spending his nights at the sit-in. People come in knowing that they might die. The Sudan Doctors Committee, an affiliate group of the SPA group, said Friday more than a dozen people had been killed under the military council since the coup occurred just one day earlier. The military council took control after Bashir's arrest and removal from office, announcing it would rule the country for 2 years before democratic elections could take place, terms that are unacceptable to protesters and opposition leaders who are demanding a transitional civilian government assume power immediately. People are still keeping their eye on the prize of a full democratic transition to a civilian-led government, not a military-led government, said Mayada Hassanin, an economist based in Khartoum who has taken part in the protests, according to NPR's Weekend Edition. So yeah, that's what's going on. There's been like mad protests. I know around Twitter there was a woman who was perched atop a car, dressed in all white, and that image was kind of going viral, but I don't think a lot of Americans actually know what's happening in Sudan or why anybody's protesting. So like I said, the whole point of this is to just to try to bring a little bit more awareness to some international issues, right? That's the plan. Let's see. This is off the Independent. The only known female member of one of the world's rarest turtle species has died at a zoo in southern China. That's cool. I love watching animals go extinct in real time. It's great. It's great. It's memories to pass on to the grandkids. The animal is one of four Yangtze giant softshell turtles known to be remaining in the world. The Suzhou where the female turtle lived, also houses a male Yangtze giant softshell turtle. The other two live in Vietnam, but their genders are unknown. The turtle died on Saturday afternoon after Suzhou city government said in a statement citing the zoo. It said experts have already used technology to collect the turtle's ovarian tissue for future research. Well, maybe we can recreate one in a lab someday and then let it out into the wild and let it die again because climate change. The state-run People's Daily reported that the turtle was more than 90 years old and had undergone a fifth attempt at artificial insemination shortly before she died. A medical examination found the turtle to be in good health prior to the procedure, and the artificial insemination appeared to go smoothly, but the turtle died the following day. Yangtze giant softshell turtles originated in China, making their homes along the Yangtze River and Taihu Lake. The species is often referred to as the most endangered turtle in the world. Suzhou's authorities said that Chinese and foreign experts are investigating the cause of the turtle's death. That's sad. Yeah, I know, right? I said international news. I didn't say good news. Sorry, y'all. And my last one, back to the UK, actually. I didn't think I was going to end up doing two UK stories today, but here we are. Britain is proposing banning kids from being able to like social media posts. This is interesting. I would like to know what folks think about this one. If you listen to this segment, hit me up on Twitter or, you know, Facebook or whatever. We have the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends group. I would just like to know what people think about this story. I'm just curious. So the title, I was like, what? That sounds a little ridiculous. But then I actually read it and I was like, maybe. They kind of might have a point here. So London, Britain's privacy regulator wants to stop kids from being able to like posts on Facebook and other social media sites as part of tough new rules it's proposing to protect children's online privacy. Under the draft rules, which were released for consultation Monday, tech companies would not be allowed to use quote-unquote nudge techniques that encourage children to keep using a site. The Information Commissioner's Office said examples of reward loops that keep people using a site so that more of their personal data can be harvested include likes on Facebook and Instagram and streaks on Snapchat. A Snapchat streak involves two friends sending each other direct snaps on consecutive days. The code of practice includes 16 standards that must be met by apps, connected toys, social media sites, search engines, news or educational websites, and streaming or other online services. It applies to companies that offer services in the UK, even if they are based outside the country. The code also calls for high privacy settings to be on default and robust age verification mechanisms. Only the minimum amount of data should be collected and location tracking should be disabled by default. Violators face punishment, including in serious cases, fines worth 4% of a company's global revenue. Holy shit, that's a lot of money. Which for the Silicon Valley tech giants would equal billions of dollars. This is the connected generation. The internet and all its wonders are hardwired into their everyday lives, said Elizabeth Denham, an information commissioner. We shouldn't have to prevent our children from being able to use it, but we must demand that they are protected when they do. This code does that. Regulators worldwide are stepping up oversight of internet companies amid growing concerns about privacy breaches and other online harm. The European Union is introduced sweeping new privacy rules last year, while in the U.S. a momentum is building for national privacy law. So I saw the title and I was like, that's ridiculous. You can't let kids like things. But at the same time, they do have a point. We can't trust tech companies because they do steal your information and they do try to influence you, right? Like, that's the thing. What the recommended videos or the, you know, you might like this, your suggested posts have had consequences. And don't forget, Facebook at one point was straight up fucking with people's news feeds, trying to make them sad and trying to make them angry. Remember? So it's like, you know what? Actually, maybe they kind of have a point. Maybe we should be penalizing Facebook or not, you know, for letting people like things, especially if it's going to impact kids. I mean, I hate the idea of government oversight over the internet to a certain extent, but also we can't trust Facebook, so what do we do? I don't know. I would like to have a conversation about it. If you hear this segment, get in the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends group or the, you can at me on Twitter, whatever. I would just like to know. Yeah. Okay, I think that is about it. I think that's all I got. So always remember, if you like what we do, you can hit us up on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, or you can use paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. As always, please be safe, please be okay, and do something nice for yourself today. All right? Have a good one. I am out of here.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit, because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
Hey gang! Do you want to handle your internalized misogyny without dealing with that pesky feminism, social change, or honest introspection?
Damn right you do! So wrap your flappy mansplainers around a frosty bottle of Diet Misogyny.
That's right. Diet Misogyny. It tastes just like regular misogyny, with only half the chauvinism.
With Diet Misogyny, I only slut-shame women that have consensual sex before sundown.
With Diet Misogyny, I can mask my fat-shaming as health concerns.
Diet Misogyny tastes just like a regular misogyny.
With Diet Misogyny, I only hate black women. That's awfully racist, isn't it?
Thanks to Diet Misogyny, I'm no longer anti-abortion. I'm just pro-restrictions.
Diet Misogyny tastes just like regular misogyny.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time!
Even the ugly ones!
Quit my job this morning. I don't want to work no more.
I ain't working for $5 an hour.
Yeah.
Fuck McDonald's and Taco Bell.
That modern day slavery.
Hell no.
Is knocking on my front door.
I don't fit in the corporate world, man.
Get you a big fat sack of yayo. Can't see my kids, can't see my wife.
Yeah.
Can't see a way to control my doggone love.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
I got fired up a dope spot. I'm an employee. Cooking crack like a black chef, Boyardee. Got meth, speed, whatever you need. Tic-tacs, go.
come free with a bag of weed. If you want some sherm, you gotta talk to her. The skinny black dude with the real long perm. Laptop computers, rap CDs, Motorola phone, Sony color TVs. I got the porno taste in the back of the car. You get it free when you buy a hot VCR.
No, no, it's YouTube Reno. 150,000%. That was a way of doing a decibel check. All right.
Uh-huh.
Gunning it in.
All right. News, comment, all blah, blah, blah.
That nigga. We're still blah, on blah, the clock. Blah. That nigga. Jesus Christ. fuck this job.
So much fucking stuff. I've been looking at so much news today, man. My brain is tired. In 2018, if you had to take a guess how much Chicago spent on police misconduct lawsuits, what number would you come up with? Just for that 1 year.
Wait, for 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year, 2018.
Oh, let's go with, $58.3 million.
No.
$58.3 million.
No.
Cinquenta Oncha. Ocho.
Oncha.
Yeah, oncha. It's a new food. It's pretty tasty.
You have an oncha with your concha?
Sí, güey. okay, so 58 pointa tres.
No.
50.
You know, you can stop saying the same number. It's not 58.
0.3 million.
It's not 0.3 either.
That's a fact.
No.
All right, what do you claim it is?
113 million.
Nigga, I was only like 50 million off. What? That's nothing. 50 million. That's senatorial run.
That's like 6 months off since this was only 1 year. The city paid more for police conduct settlements last year than any year since 2011, bringing the total tab to well over $500 million in 8 years. But we can't afford to keep our public schools open for some reason. In a year where city's lawyers were hashing out the details of a federal consent decree that will govern police reforms for years to come, Chicago taxpayers paid more than $85 million to settle police misconduct lawsuits and an additional $28 million to outside lawyers to defend these cases. The amount paid out for police misconduct is more than the city has paid in any year since 2011. They have a handy graph up here. Does it show? Ooh, 1 year they paid almost $100 million. Holy shit. Yeah, because the graph goes by 25, so it's almost to $100 million. It's above the $75 million mark, so maybe like $85 million that year, maybe $90 million.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The high figure this year is drawn in part by payments that include several high-profile cases. $16 million paid to the family of Betty Jones, who was killed by Officer Robert Rialmo in December 2015. $15 million paid to families of two men who were killed by off-duty Detective Joseph Frugoli in a 2009 drunk driving incident.
Oh, my bad. And YouTube, you're coming in a few seconds late there.
Yes.
We are talking about the $113 million that went out in 2018 for police being lied on by lazy negras.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's a fact.
Right.
Because they didn't want to get jobs, so they're basically double charging the hardworking law enforcement overseers.
Mm-hmm. $3.5 million to the mother of Nico Price, who was killed by former officer Marco Peruano in 2011, and $9.5 million to Jose Lopez, who was injured when he was tased by Chicago police officers in 2011. Yeah. And then I like this. This is on the ChicagoReporter.com. They actually have like a database where you can type in the neighborhood, the primary cause, or the amount. And you can see, you know, who got, who got misconduct cases there. So this year also includes payments for several wrongful conviction lawsuits, including $9.3 million to James Klupelberg, who was released after 25 years in prison for an arson he confessed to after being tortured by John Burge's Midnight Crew. We've talked about that guy.
Midnight Crew. That's actually a gangster name.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they come get you in the middle of the night and you confess by the morning.
Mm-hmm. I am the rabbit.
Yeah, I am the rabbit. Like, it's not... That's a joke in Chicago for a fucking reason. $4 million to two men who were wrongfully convicted of a 1992 double murder, and $3.5 million in the case of Patrick Hampton, who was released after serving 20 years for sexual assault after evidence was shown that Chicago detectives fabricated and withheld evidence in the case. Mm-hmm. As these high-profile cases show, lawsuits can take years to work their way through the court system, so the large sum out paid out last year is not necessarily indicative of an increase in police misconduct.
A fabricated and hid evidence from the case?
Yes.
That is... It's almost like the journalist... Like, I don't think the journalist is trying to be sneaky and hide shit, or they wouldn't be covering this at all.
Yeah.
But those deserve to be two separate sentences. They fabricated evidence... And they also hid actual evidence from the motherfuck case.
Yes. However, as in past years, the city has paid out nearly one lawsuit every 2 days on average.
Yeah, but you see now, but that's if you have a lawsuit every 2 days, lawyers are busy. They're making money, spending money. Mm-hmm. Judges, bailiffs.
Yeah.
You know, like fucking, they got to keep the lights on. Electricity's running. Mm-hmm. That keeps the coal miners busy. That's a renewable resource. We all know that.
Yes.
Okay. These are the facts, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
So they're stimulating the local economy.
Blam. And where is this? Chicago, right?
Yes.
That's a big city. People go in and out of Chicago. People come in, they go to the Chicago Exchange, they go back to Wall Street. That's not just the local economy. Mm-hmm. The Chicago police are trying to save America.
Let's see. And the majority of lawsuits paid out were not millions, but rather tens of thousands of dollars. The median payout was $50,000 this year. The $113 million does not include... cases of property damage, car accidents, vehicle pursuits, or employment discrimination lawsuits. The cost is more than five times what the city budgeted for police lawsuits last year, meaning the city likely borrowed money to pay the cost of police settlements, as it has done in all years except 2008, according to city records. This sum also does not include the cost of outside lawyers hired to represent the city in negotiations over the consent decree. In 2017 and 2018, the city paid more than $4.2 million to outside lawyers for related lawsuits. Jesus Christ. So, yeah. Thank you, Jonah. The nigga who wrote this, I think Jonah Newman, he looks like he's fucking 12. Look at this boy.
Oh,
he looks so young. He looks like he's in high school.
Yeah, no, he's just got a grown adult ass snout.
All right. Well, thank you, Jonah, and all 15 years of your life experience for writing this.
Yeah. Don't worry. Keep writing this shit. You'll age hard. You better do some fluff, nigga. Better do some fucking fluff stories.
Before you find out about Homan. Oh, yeah, that was a very dark joke. For people who don't know, we have the Chicago police have a black site in Homan Square where they regularly disappear people. You know.
And Britain Loco from the Twitter to the Facebooks said, it sounds like some type of circular abuse, money from taxpayers used to pay victims. Whom are taxpayers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that not like a circle of employment, though?
It's a circle of life, nigga.
Yeah, because think about, like, yo, check it, right? The police have to test their equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So then these people get volunteered, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right, volunteered peoples, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Some swerfs may say prostituted women. I call these volunteered citizens.
Volunteered citizens. Civilians, because not everyone's a citizen.
Oh, shit. You a starship trooping motherfucker. And and so they come and they help the police test out their equipment, mm-hmm. and then they get paid for doing so. Or they get to go to the job training house, where they take on some tasks.
By which you mean prison?
Job training, 13th Amendment employment opportunities. Buddy Chief. I can't do any more sarcastic shtick.
This is like, you could rewrite 1984. War is peace.
It is.
Nigga. The doublespeak is real.
What? The owners are at peace when there's war.
Yes.
All right, then. Quit hating on facts.
Mm-hmm. So today in Responsible Gun Owners.
Yeah.
A 6-year-old girl has died days after an accidental shooting in Paulding County.
That's a horrible sentence to follow me saying yeah like that.
Oh, yeah. You thought it was going to be like some Florida white man vodka?
Yeah. I was ready. I was like, all right. I want to see some fucking Gators hats. Florida Gators.
A 6-year-old girl has died after being shot by her 4-year-old brother. Jesus. On Monday evening, authorities said. The girl is identified as Millie Drew Kelly. What the fuck kind of name? All right. Millie Drew Kelly. The accidental shooting happened about 6 p.m. inside a car parked in the driveway of a home on Laurel Crest Lane in unincorporated Dallas, according to Paulding County Sheriff's spokesman, Sergeant Ashley Henson.
Yo, I'm scared. 4 years old.
Yeah.
Like, who's raising this little motherfucker?
Well, let's find out.
Because guns are heavy.
Yeah.
And a little 4-year-old hand and arm picked it up, knew how to point it, knew how to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Somebody's raising them like that on purpose. You don't just do that shit when you're 4.
So they were all loaded up to leave the home and the car wouldn't start, said Henson. So their mother hopped out to find the source of the problem, and somehow the young boy got a hold of the handgun, which was in the center console.
Oh yeah, that's where you keep that. Like, wait, I'm assuming this is a white-on-white crime.
She's very blonde.
What? All right, just going off...
For fuck's sake, her name is Millie.
Going off the picture you're looking at, could you assume class privilege if is afoot? No, the adult. Oh, the adult isn't pictured.
The adult is not pictured.
No.
Because they want you to feel bad because a white girl died.
And they literally put a picture of her up with fucking, like, leaves around her head to look like little white girl Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want fucking little fucking kids getting blasted on by other kids.
Yeah.
But, fucking... Like, really, does this white parent need to be mobbing around with a strap like that?
Like, in the console. That's the part that gets me. In the center console. Not even, like, on her person. Not in a bag in the trunk. In the fucking console.
You know what? I'm thrown the fuck off. All right, where is this? What's this town?
It's somewhere like unincorporated Dallas. What
the hell is unincorporated Dallas?
I think they said. Let me see.
Paulding
County.
Incorporated Dallas.
Paulding County.
Paulding County?
Yes.
Texas?
Yes.
Paulding?
Paulding.
Paulding. County, Texas. Median income. We're doing a little search here. $60,000 a year.
Shit.
So she lives somewhere where the median income is $60,000 a year in McMurka in 2019.
Yeah.
And she has been convinced by Alex Jones or somebody.
Right. Or she's in immediate danger for her life. Yeah.
Right.
You should look up their crime rate.
Crime rate?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I just want to say, like homicide rate or something.
Okay, homicide rate.
Yeah, like, I just want to see.
I want to know, and I want to know how many of those are husband on wife.
Hmm.
Homicide rate. Okay, Paulding County, Georgia.
It is actually in Georgia. They said Dallas, but then at the end it said that the hospital she went to was in Atlanta, so.
What the fuck?
I guess there's a Dallas in Georgia, too.
Damn it, white people, pick new names. Do what black people did, make up some fucking names. You're naming every damn thing. Mm-hmm. This says bestplaces.net. Do you think that's worthy? Or citydata.com?
Yeah.
Which one?
Best places. City data.
City data is better?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to citydata.com. Excuse me. And while we're there, here, you take the mouse. I'll go there. I'm going to look at Britton Gadsden's comment.
Mm-hmm.
Britton Gadsden on the Facebook's commenting said, William is the best PR speaker. Yes.
Wow.
Well, I was born 1 year before the book was written about. I'm ready.
Yes.
And said, lockable glove box might be better. I can hear the snark in your letters.
So this county.
Yeah.
2017. Two murders.
Two.
Three rapes. Five robberies. This is clearly a very unsafe place to live, and you need to have a gun in your center console.
Hey, there were 204 thefts.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of thieving.
Uh-huh.
In a whole year. That's almost a theft a day.
20 carjackings, 51 burglaries, 8 assaults. The fuck?
And apparently she, based on Laura Ingraham, Sandy Rios, we all know Schmucky Tucky Carlson.
Right.
Which I know, I'm supposed to say Schmucky Chucky Schumer, but you know, all interchangeable fight. You know, I guarantee you one of these radio hosts has touched her ear this year.
So violent crime rate, 100 violent crimes per, what is this? Does it say per how many?
I'm not seeing that.
Okay, but the U.S. average is 214. So literally half the crime in the rest of the country. And she's like, no, I need a gun in my fucking console because I'm probably blonde. My kids are blonde and we're unsafe.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, this episode really is supposed to be about the transphobia.
It is.
But this segment just kind of fucking, I got a little annoyed when you said the gun was where?
In the center console.
Motherfucker.
Yes.
And who the fuck is raising that boy?
So yeah, after speaking with the child's mother, detectives believe the handgun was retrieved from the center console and the 4-year-old accidentally discharged it. Our hearts break for this family, and we hope God puts his healing hands around them during this difficult time, said Sheriff Gary Gulledge in a statement Thursday morning. Oh, by the way, yes.
Accidentally discharged. I'm paying attention to every fucking word.
Yes.
Lying motherfuckers.
Yes.
Y'all like to play gun games with that boy, and he knows what he's doing.
Huh? You know what? They probably say accidentally discharged because he's 4 and he didn't have a concept like, this will kill her.
Yeah.
Like he didn't, and I'm sure that's like how they're spinning that. Like, yeah, he knew pointing a gun and pulling a trigger results in shooting the gun, but he did not realize, because he's a fucking kid, that, oh, someone might die.
And that, and what the fuck death is.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know they're white because no charges have been filed.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, white, and what's that median income?
Right.
60 right. fucking and thousand.
There's no mention of a husband or a father, so she might even be a single mom and still making 60 grand a year. So, yeah.
Whew.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't make that much here.
No.
We don't, you know, this, this little wrench I got in my pocket. This little ratchet does not make that much money, even though I'm nice with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fucking dancing it forward.
Yeah.
And, oh, and folks, for a while, my bad, Crit, what up?
Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, Patreon-only content is temporarily suspended. Everything is socialized until I figure out how to get Patreon subscribers to be more motivated to click on Patreon content. Because I'm sitting there looking month to month. The app. Now, there are 63 people subscribed to the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
On average, 2 people a month click on the Patreon content. 2 people out of 63.
Yeah.
So 61 people are just like, I just like donating for the free shit. And it's like, I sit down like, I wish I could, I gotta videotape myself actually right. producing a Patreon-only episode.
Right.
I'm really working hard so only 2 people can be like, this is really neat.
Yes.
While everyone else is like, hey, I enjoy helping, I appreciate your help, but check out the show. Yes, I think it's really dope, you might like it.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So I just want to do a quick compare-contrast, right? So we had Blonde Girl.
Yeah.
No charges filed. It's been nearly 3 weeks since 4-year-old, yes, Navon Johnson accidentally shot himself in the head with a gun he found inside a friend's house in Oakland, California. Okay. The boy is making improvements, his family said, but with his shooting, he's become the latest victim in a tragic pattern. So he's moving, he's opening his eyes, he's yawning, he's coughing, he's moving his hands and legs. It's a miraculous turnaround, said Ramon Price, the boy's grandfather, on his Facebook page, according to CNN. The gun allegedly belonged to Terrence Wilson, a family friend. The gun was unlocked and loaded under Wilson's pillow when the toddler found it. Wilson has been charged with possession of a firearm and child abuse.
Okay, so, Where was this?
Oakland.
Oakland, California?
Oakland, California.
All right, let's see. Oakland, California. Mm-hmm. Let's. We're going to do the exact same dat-gummit thing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking wine cellar, god damn it. Yep. All right. Oakland, California, median income. How the fuck are they making so much money?
Oh, no. Hold on. I got to find out what neighborhood they're from because they're not making like...
Yeah, this says 68,000.
Yeah, no. Plus, this guy has a prison record already. I guarantee you he's not making no $68,000.
Oh. You don't know. He could be a software engineer.
Right, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
You're just hating. And yeah, folks, I had to stop and go pick up the cat because he was slamming his 15-pound body up against the door.
Right.
Like, after a while, like, he tries to be patient and wait, but he can hear us in here having fun and podcasting. And he's like, fuck it.
I want to be in here, too.
And it's because he has his claws out and he's slamming his 15-pound body against the door. It's just boom and slide, boom and slide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a horrific sound.
East Oakland, Ritchie Street.
East Oakland, California.
Yes.
Median income. 52,000.
Shit. Jamal. Well, no, pause.
52,900.
I just want to see. Let me see.
How are people making so much money?
Oh, there's like 3 adults in a house and everyone has 2 jobs.
Oh.
That's how.
Maybe. You don't know that.
Really?
You don't know that. Again, this guy probably. Didn't I just say in a previous segment?
Mm-hmm.
That these guys go to the 13th Amendment Employment Opportunity Center.
Yes, he's been there before.
That's right. That's why he makes so much money.
Uh-huh.
Like, basically, the government made him pull himself up by his bootstraps.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It took a gang of chains, but he did it.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can't really get a good read on this because I do not know the geography of Oakland well enough, but... Based on apartment, there's like literally a $2,000 rental difference between one side and the other side of Oakland. So, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sure there's no mold in any of those air conditioning vents. Britton Gadsden on the Facebook commenting area said, I can already guess why there are charges for one and not the other.
Yep.
That's how Britton talks.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
That's not how Britain talks.
Cuz is doing it right now.
No.
They're like, Phoenix Kalida.
Really?
I can see the freckle in your eye from here.
Yes, I do have a freckle in my eye.
Yeah, it's weird. He just said that.
What? No, he didn't.
Britain Loco also said, Oakland, California cost of living is probably substantially higher than Georgia or Texas. Huh? And California probably has fucking, higher state tax. Like, yeah. Is this median income before tax or after tax?
I just really want to know where they live.
Everywhere.
Specifically, do they live in, like, a housing project? Or do they have, like, a house?
Yeah, because you know what? Where we live, before we moved here in Northern Illinois, where we lived before, our apartment complex was just this little fuckhole in the middle of a nice town. By nice, I mean people had money and expensive sweaters. Like, the kind of shit, like, you know how you see, look at an episode of Friends from any year, and just imagine if you can afford the clothes they have on. The town we lived in, they had those clothes.
Right.
All right, but our little apartment complex right there in that town, little $900 a month apartments, fucking, what, like, 850, 900 square feet, little ass fucking shitbag apartments.
Yeah.
And so median income of Warrenville does not represent all them resodents.
Mm-hmm. Just worth noting here, the guy that had the gun under his pillow this is now his second strike. This kid's dad, the kid who shot himself, his dad is in a 9-year, is already doing a 9-year bid, and they can't even find him in the prison system to tell him that the kid's gonna be okay. The last he heard was his kid got shot in the head and had no idea what happened, and now they just can't find him, because they transferred prisons. So, I mean, like, there's, like, a lot of backstory here. Yeah, like this is clearly not going to turn out to be the way shit turned out for these white people in Georgia.
Jesus fuck.
Yeah.
And a little bit more what's going to be going on in the wine cellar this week. Stuff that you will be seeing. We're still going to be taking a look at these SWERF groups. That's S-W-E-R-F, Sex Work Exclusionary Radical Feminist. Mm-hmm. And how they're over... Did I say New York again? In the UK, in Amsterdam, how they're out there.
The UK is not in Amsterdam.
Wait. Oh, it says that on the screen. Yeah, maybe
Amsterdam is in the Netherlands. That's like a whole different country.
I probably read that shit wrong as hell. Yeah, that's what I do. I read things wrong, buddy. For over 800 episodes. And, but fucking, these, this, group, they're trying to take the red light district of Amsterdam out of the tours, and the sex workers there and folks like that, they're like, no, because they like having the tour guides, because the tour guides tell the tourists how to behave.
Right.
All right. They like that shit. So we're going to keep on following that in the wine cellar. Mm-hmm. Understand that, chief.
Okay.
All right. And Fiz Khalidi, I know you want to do the breakdown on this rugby player that. Yeah, that Mo Loco and Lara Loco sent us.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Israel Folau.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to say it.
Folau? Folau. Maybe Folau. And yeah, what's his cat's deal?
Do the
Swift breakdown.
He's like a super conservative Christian, and he was like posting on social media about how like... crack whores and gays are going to hell type of thing. You know, that's obviously not verbatim, but that was the gist of it. And he just like went on all these like rants about people. And then he got in trouble with his club because he's a professional player. And now they're trying to figure out like, can we kick him off the team? And he's like, I want to stay and like fulfill my contract. But then he keeps doubling down and making more social media posts about it. And of course, because he's a star player, a lot of his fans and his teammates are defending him because winning is more important than other people's civil rights. So, yeah, it's just basically somebody who's behaving badly and very bigoted because they are, you know, a celebrity star athlete and they're allowed to behave badly. Like, that's the thing, you know?
Wait, you remember that? Because I really want to know, did he really say crack whores and gays?
He did say gays. I want to say he said gays, drug addicts, alcoholic, and promiscuous people, I think was his...
Promiscuous people.
I think that was...
Wait, promiscuous people.
You know he meant women.
Yeah, because I'm like, hold up, nigga. You a professional cis-hetero male athlete.
Yeah.
And so are you giving this speech to your teammates in the locker room every goddamn day? Mr. Sir.
Well, you know. Yeah, so now, but, you know, he said hell awaits gay people. Like, what the fuck, man?
He said a hell...
No, just hell.
Oh, just hell. I thought he said a hell. Like, also one of them.
Yeah. So now he's, like, being sanctioned by the league. But, of course, you know, his fucking team is defending him. Here's the direct quote. Drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, and idolaters. Hell awaits you. And as of this morning, the post was still up. So he's obviously saying, like, fuck you to the league who told him to take that shit down.
Hmm.
Yeah. I stand on what the Bible says. I share it with love.
And Britain Loco said something specifically to you. Said stan culture, Phoenix.
Yes. Well, because, you know, the whole, like, the concept of stan culture. But I was talking about it on Twitter the other day because I shared the pizza box picture. And PewDiePie stans are still in my mentions. If y'all missed it, we ordered CeCe's, and inside a pizza box... somebody wrote subscribe to PewDiePie and drew a little heart, and I shared it on Twitter, and I was like, seriously, what the fuck? And that was all I said. I didn't, you know, PewDiePie's a Nazi, or I said nothing about his politics. All I said was, seriously, what the fuck? And all these PewDiePie stans are in my mentions like, how dare you call him racist? Like, I didn't. How dare you call him a Nazi? I didn't. You wrote this yourself. Why would I write that on my own fucking pizza box?
Why is him being racist the first thing on your mind when no one said it?
Right, that's what you say, like, I don't like homophobes. And why are you anti-Christian? You're like, well. You know? So his fans are there. They're like highly upset. And it's just, and I don't understand the point of standing so hard for someone who doesn't even know you exist.
See, that's why you can't give me a following as large as Phoenix's. You ask me those questions. Why are you anti-Christian? Because you're one. I hate you. So I'm just going to go ahead and extrapolate that to all Christians. Next question.
Nice.
I'm not going to be nearly as responsible as Phoenix is with these things. And keep in mind, like, if I would have seen that shit at first, I would have fucking blew up the spot on Uber and fucking and got that cat fired and shit. Even though, like, it's my fellow proletariat, but that, nigga, you're a Nazi proletariat. Yeah. Fuck you.
And also, people are saying, too, that I had to be the one who wrote it because apparently they think everyone who works at CC's is a male. And then, of course, the Uber driver was a male. And they're like, but look at the handwriting. You can tell it was written by a woman. And I was like, what the fuck? Handwriting is gendered now?
Yeah. And handwriting the thing is, because when I sit with the pizza pie, I was probably watching Drag Race or some shit. You know, I was watching something. And I don't just lift open the whole pizza box and go in. I kind of flap it open a little bit and grab my shit and start eating.
It wasn't even in the same room. Like, you left it in the kitchen and then you went in the office to watch movies. So, and the lights weren't even on in the kitchen. So I doubt, you know. And yeah, and I was like, oh, you know, let me grab a piece. And I looked at it. I was like, oh, I don't know about all this.
Yeah, so that means that fucking Uber driver opened our shit and fucking put Sharpie marker right over the damn food.
Right, yeah. That's gross.
He probably didn't have gloves on.
No, probably not. Yeah, probably not. But yeah, so it's like, so I, you know, I posted the picture and everyone's like freaking out and, you know, you ate the pizza. And I was like, well, we ordered. That was another thing. They're like, you ate a whole pizza. And I was like, what?
Yeah, but then again, that's the internet, man. Like,
it's interesting just to see, like, again, the whole you're telling on yourself thing, really, because I did not give a commentary about PewDiePie. All I said was, wow, this happened. What the fuck? And it's, he's not racist. He's not a fascist. He's not a Nazi. And it's like, if all I have to say is his name and that's, like, your automatic response, he's probably a fucking Nazi. But yeah, it's amusing trying to watch people be mad. And then they're like, oh, your bio says anti-capitalist. Why are you ordering food?
Oh, that's just fucking...
What? Like, yeah, I've seen not the best and the brightest in my mentions. Yeah, I've seen people saying that, oh, I'm a clash trader because I got him fired. And I was like, I don't even know the Uber driver's name because I'm not even the one who ordered the Uber. How the fuck am I getting fired? Yeah, it's been interesting. Yeah.
And Britain Loco said in the archive Facebook space said it's just super weird. People put cocaine energy into trying to defend corporations and racists.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. It's a little weird.
Yeah. Also, what we'll be looking into Malaysia Booker. I, like, saw this, like, when I was just off work today, and, no, I saw it during second break. During lunch break, I fucking saw this, video that's, it's not very new. Well, yeah, kinda, a little bit, couple days. And there's just these cats, jumping this black trans woman, you know, and I actually didn't even know, I didn't know that at first. I had to read the story.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know that she was trans. So really, to my eye at that point, I'm just thinking, like, these black dudes are just beating the shit out of this black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just like jump, like stomping.
Yeah.
Stomping. And then like she tried to run away, chased her down and dragged her back in.
Damn.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous. And then I look at the story and I see that she's a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
And someone has been arrested, and we'll be digging into more of that this week in the wine cellar. That's going to be going on, and don't worry, it'll all be socialized, because out of 63 Patreon subscribers, only 2 people a month are clicking on the content. So we're going to socialize all of it until we, I think what may have to happen is we're just going to have to do more labor and quite literally track down everyone that is a Patreon subscriber, find them on social media, and we're just going to have to go through the effort of tagging them every single time we post.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's just going to be a more labor campaign.
Because, you know what, we used to have a group for Patreon, and nobody would ever check the group.
Nope.
I was like, oh, we're putting links to the group. Come on, y'all. I know, Mo's going to hear this and message us and be like, but I listen to Patreon.
We know, Mo. Mo Loco comes through.
Yeah,
it may really just be like Mo and Patty. Yeah. And Mo, like, Patty, and Laura. That's it.
Yeah.
And then Mo and Laura are probably sharing a device.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Oklahoma, a high school senior said he was Jaw the cat. I'm going to rip holes in my brand new pants. It's awesome. A high school senior says he was told he can't wear his Native American regalia to a graduation. According to one family, the school district told them that, what are they called? The honor cords, that students are given are against the dress code policy and there will be no exceptions. That's awesome. I mean, you know, why should people be allowed to wear their indigenous clothing?
What is an honor cord?
An honor cord is, it's like a, it looks like, based on this picture, a beaded cord that comes with an eagle feather, if this is what's being... If what they're talking about is what they actually have in the picture, I don't know. And so it's something that's given to you to because you're now accessible to access higher education. So it's sort of like a rite of passage thing.
So they're just blatant white supremacists, really.
Yeah.
Because this literally has zero fucking effect on the ceremony. Yeah. They just want to be cruel white supremacists.
Yeah, and he wants to wear this honor cord on his cap and feather during graduation and was told no.
Do you have to ask for shit like that? When I finished high school, I didn't go to any ceremonies. I had to go to work.
I think he probably asked to, like, be polite, and it didn't work out. And, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the family has reached out to the ACLU, so we'll see what happens. Chickasaw Nation released a statement saying, "We hope the cords serve as a symbol of pride and a source of encouragement for youth to come, and all institutions recognize our intent." We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, just fucking basic racism.
Indeedly do, neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And yes. What was this one? Oh, that I had two links open of the Israel Folau.
Yes.
Homophobic fucking weirdo.
Seems like a lot of rugby players are really fucking homophobic.
Like all the shit that motherfucker listed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just like, why are you sitting around thinking about all those people?
Because Jesus told him to, obviously.
And then, like, this shit here, like, I think the word support, again, is one of those words that fucking colloquialism has just destroyed. Because fucking white, I love and respect all, this is a quote that he put on his Twitter, Israel Folau, at Izzy Folau, dork, and said, I love and respect all people for who they are and their opinions, but personally, I will not support gay marriage.
So you don't love and respect all people for who they are, though.
And also, like, support, nigga, nobody can, even though I'm sure rugby players probably make a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Right? I try to think of another one that sounded like pretty penny, but I couldn't. A nice nickel.
A nice nickel.
A dashing dime.
Oh, my God.
All right. Like, they probably, you know, they get a handsome ransom there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody who's having a gay marriage asking you for any money for it?
No, but that's not the point. They're doing something that I don't like.
Are they asking you to show up and wear your uniform and dance a jig?
They're doing something I don't like.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you may not know this about me, but there's a lot of fucking food that I don't like.
Yeah, I know.
And right now, someone is eating food that I don't like.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
And they don't need me to support them. They're not asking me to. They're not asking me to pay for it. And even if they did, I'd be like, damn, nigga, you hungry, huh? Nigga, eat that motherfucking food. Shit. Nigga, I work some overtime hours. Nigga, take a buck, eat the food.
Right.
You know, like, fucking weirdos. Like, you're really just cruel. You're cruel and exclusive, and you just like to see people set aside because you like hierarchies.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What in the holy heck darn else is going on?
Well, we do have the story that we actually titled the episode for.
Yes, let's do that. And then Stephen Molyneux.
Oh, really? We're doing that?
I told you that this afternoon. Oh, man. I told you that 4 hours ago, buddy chief.
Obviously, I tried to forget because he's a horrible person.
Yeah, everything that people wanted us to cover Republicans more, we're fucking doing it. Hey, the votes were in.
He's not even American. Is he really a Republican?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he's not.
He's a right winger.
I thought he sounded a little weird.
He's not American.
Okay, he's one of those
fucking Canadian or something.
Okay, he's one of them foreign white people.
Alaska lawmaker criticizes school district's handling of bathroom incident.
Alaska.
Alaska.
All right.
North Pole.
Incident.
Yes.
Soft language.
Yeah, fun fact, by the way, there is actually a city in Alaska called the North Pole.
That's fucking goofy. They better have a factory there.
They just have a lot of snow.
Well, nigga, make fucking, make igloos, nigga. Just make...
So, this actually happened at North Pole High School.
Jesus Christ.
A girl enrolled at North Pole High School was reportedly suspended for using excessive force on a boy last week after a group of boys entered the girl's bathroom and blocked the door, according to Representative Tammy Wilson, who's from the North Pole.
So if you're a cis girl, this is a cis girl here, yeah?
Yes, cis girl.
And cis boys have you locked in an enclosed space and you get yourself out, you get charged with, not charged, but suspended for...
What? Excessive force.
Excessive force.
Yes.
So, all right. So, cis teenage girls are held more accountable than adult cis male police cops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, based on... Look at the last fucking cop story we saw from Alaska. About the woman ran into the house naked because someone was trying to kill her. And they arrested her. Yeah, that was Alaska. And they arrested her. And then threw away the fucking evidence after she said she'd been raped. And they're like, oh, really? You've been raped? Let's throw away your clothes. But yeah, also, this is like I read this first sentence, and the first thing in my head is like, but we can't let trans people in bathrooms. Because they're like fucking sexual predators or something, right? Because all that fucking stress about those fucking bathroom bills. You can't have trans women in women's bathrooms because they're just like rapist men in dresses. Remember that? Now there's actual cis boys, openly identified cis boys, in the girls' bathroom, and the girls are the ones getting in trouble. But please tell me again how keeping trans women out of bathrooms was for the safety of women. I will fucking wait.
Well, that see you're over. Phoenix Kalita again, overlooking the facts. What Phoenix Kalita say? Safety of women.
Yes.
These are teenagers. These are kids. These are girls. Uh-huh. They weren't talking about safety of girls. Mm-hmm. See, you're trying to put something. You're putting words in Republicans' mouths.
Okay. What if they were black? They'd be women then, because as soon as you're 11, you're like a grown adult.
No, you're just fast. You're just acting grown.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
All right. See this?
Yeah, okay.
Phoenix.
Okay. The boys.
I'm not a rapper.
Stop rapping at me.
The boys.
The boys had apparently gone into the girls' bathroom to protest.
So you think their parents voted Palin?
Nigga. Help me. They had gone in the bathroom to protest the use of the boys' bathroom by a student who is transitioning from female to male. But that student was not involved in the incident.
Again, protesting a trans boy,
yes,
by locking cis girls in the
women's bathroom.
They really thought this one through.
See, that's the thing. They weren't protesting. They were fucking terrorizing, and there's a difference.
That's a, yeah.
And, like, that's, and I mean, I'm obviously not advocating for any abuse towards trans people, but if they were that mad about the trans boy in the boys' bathroom, why did they attack cis girls instead of the trans boy? Because they wanted an excuse to terrorize someone. That's all.
Yeah.
This was fucking sadism. Pure fucking sadism.
And they're learning it from somewhere.
Where were they radicalized? Wilson described the incident Friday morning from the state capitol at the end of a news conference on a separate matter. The news minor interviewed her about the North Pole incident later by telephone. Wilson, who has since been in touch with the girl's family, said the girl was blocked from leaving the bathroom, so she need a boy who was sent to the hospital for his injury. Girl, I hope you made it so he can't reproduce, because we don't need that one.
You know, it's so ill, man. Like, growing up with Washington State privilege in the 90s, I remember Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocky was a trans boy that we all knew about since elementary school.
Yeah.
We were like, Rocky could play some fucking football. And then some people would, now this time, this is before we had language like dead naming. And actually, mm-hmm. Rocky would go back and forth between Rocky and Emily as a name, mm-hmm. but always presented as Rocky. Always had mm-hmm. on the, you know, the fucking jeans and the fucking flannel shirts. And,
right.
You know, the, so like, you know how, because this name, I think Cuz was Cambodian.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, people with stringy hair, how they mushroom cut it
yeah.
in the 90s.
Oh, you know yeah, the I'm mushroom cut, yes.
Yeah, Cuz yes. is rocking that cut. And that was from elementary school, and then we went up to Cedar Crest Junior High School, still Rocky, had a girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was just like, oh yeah, that's Rocky. Whatever. And this was 1995. So this shit, it bugs me out because I don't like fucking violence and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm a very scared person and I hate violence.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, it bugs me out ideologically. And, like, I'm just in a constant culture shock being out of the fucking, like, sort of social, ideological privilege I came up in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was totally not like that in my high school. Like, if we had anybody trans, I don't know about it.
Yeah.
They certainly, absolutely, positively would not have come out. And for even, like, fucking gay couples, like, that was...
Right?
Well, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you saw two girls holding hands. People would, two girls holding hands in the lunchroom, people would literally, like, throw shit at them. That happened, like, on more than one occasion. And, like, I do know, like, two guys were, you know, assumed to be gay. They both got jumped. Yeah, it was no, absolutely the fuck not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, we had Cody and Julius were the homies.
Nope.
Shit, I think, I got so many people. I think Cody is actually on my Facebook friends list.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah.
Nigga. No. There was a girl I had a crush on in high school. And because, like, we never did anything, like, overt, because obviously, but we were, like, literally, like, we would sit, like, so close to each other.
Yeah.
That people actually told my adoptive parents, I think your daughter is a lesbian. Like, students fucking snitched on me to my mother because I sat too close to a girl.
And this is a trip because... We were in, you're only 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
We were in the same 90s.
Yes, but we were in different parts of the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. It bugs me out.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck no. Oh, yeah. Like, the fucking guidance counselors at our school, if they knew the students were sexually active, they'd call your parents and tell them. Yeah. Like, it was straight fucking snitching. Yeah. I was in trouble a lot in high school because everyone was fucking snitching. Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, every story she tells about school is shitty. They're pretty all much, horrible.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Hell, we live right next to, like, a highway freeway, and sometimes I hear horns honking, and I'm like, oh, someone please don't be crashing your shit over the rail into my yard.
I don't think they can make it over the rail. I think it's too high.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's high. It looks low from here, but when you're actually up there, it's high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't crash here.
Mm-hmm. Please don't.
I like living in a dead end, but god damn it.
So Wilson was in touch with the girl's family, so she need the boy who was sent to the hospital for his injury. I said, good for her. I would have taught my daughter to do the same, said Wilson. Wilson doesn't agree with how the school district handled the situation because the girl was protecting herself. The lawmaker, and this is actually, like, almost, like, progressive because this is a Republican.
Hmm.
And she said, She had a message for girls who found themselves in a similar situation. If you ever feel threatened for your safety, whatever force you think you have to give, I stand behind you. Like, that's not typical GOP language.
No, especially in the, in the context of cis boys attacking cis girl. And let's not forget the premise of fucking why.
Right.
Because they're mad at trans boy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just, we gotta, I'm telling you, we need to start getting back to our post-1 a.m. conversations. I tell you, Emperor William got something for these punk-ass boys.
Shit. Wilson spoke with the Fairbanks superintendent, Karen Gaborik, about the incident Friday morning. She also plans to take up the issue with the school board. Wilson said she learned about the incident from a constituent and saw posts on social media. Was she supposed to not protect herself? She was where they belonged. She was where she belonged. They were not. The girl's punishment sends the wrong message to other girls that they could be punished for protecting themselves. This is wildly progressive. These are direct quotes from Wilson. These are like oddly progressive quotes from a Republican woman. A school district spokeswoman said seven boys were disciplined. Seven niggas ran up in that bathroom and wouldn't let the girl out.
Seven little brats. Yeah.
Mm-mm. So they were disciplined, but of course we don't know how they were disciplined, so all right. The students have not been named in keeping in Fairbanks North Star Borough School District policy regarding student discipline. A media statement released by the school district Friday said, disciplinary actions are based on the facts as determined by the investigation, including any aggravating or mitigating circumstances. Yeah, self-defense when you're locked in a bathroom is probably, maybe should be a mitigating circumstance on her behalf.
See, nigga, don't let my, nigga, take my progressive ass right now and put me in high school right now. Nigga, I'm taking a yearbook so I have their pictures and the names of these goddamn boys and sliding that shit to a blogger.
Oh, fuck yeah. Another girl was reportedly in the bathroom at the time of the incident, but had been originally unaware boys had entered the bathroom. So she must have been in a stall. Oh, that's got to be terrifying. You walk out of a bathroom stall, there's just a bunch of dudes in the bathroom.
Seven Kavanaughs.
The school district reiterated its policy discouraging use of force. Were they not forcing her? What, is it not use of force by not allowing somebody to leave a fucking bathroom?
It's not. Because they were in their natural state.
Mm. The media statement from the school also says, quote, students or staff who use force against another person on school grounds could be subject to disciplinary action depending on the facts and circumstances of the incident. Students and staff concerned for their safety are encouraged to contact a building administrator, a safety assistant, or call 911. Well, how the fuck are you supposed to get a safety assistance if you are enclosed in the bathroom by a pack of fucking men?
Pack of wiggers. A fucking Britton Gadsden, Britton local in the archive chat space on the Face Booze Live, winecellarmedia.com. Britton said, Phoenix's school experience sounds similar to South Carolina socially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is South Carolina, is that Lindsey Graham?
I think so.
You know, I'm going to look that up for no reason while you continue on.
Yeah. The school district also pointed out that students have a right to appeal certain disciplinary matters. Okay. Heather Rauenhorst, Executive Director of Communications, Development, and Engagement for the school district, said in an emailed answer to questions from the Newsminer that the district has a policy of non-discrimination with respect to gender identity and sexual orientation. The district is committed to ensuring every student has equal access to education, Rauenhorst wrote. Quote, school administrators are obligated to provide access to students to restroom facilities that correspond to the gender identity that the students consistently assert at school. Hold the fuck up. So the trans boy was already allowed to use the fucking boy's bathroom. So what the fuck are they protesting? The already existing school policy?
Protesting? You know, I would personally call it terrorizing.
Yes.
If I were to put it in my own words, you know. And Lindsey Graham is South Carolina.
Yeah. Students are not required to utilize a gender-neutral or unisex restroom facility, even if such a facility is available for the student. Building administrators decide which restroom facility is appropriate for students, she said. Students are not permitted to determine which restroom facility is appropriate for other students. But they fucking did. Students attempting to use an inappropriate bathroom may be subject to discipline. So is that what the fuck they got disciplined for? Because they fucking, they were in the wrong bathroom, not because they were terrorizing the girls in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because what they were doing with the girls, that was just frolicking. That's just horse
frolicking, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
And then I saw on one outlet, this is on KTUU.com, it's a local outlet, they said that the girl got suspended, but because her prom happened during suspension, she was forced to miss her prom. Mm. Yeah, and I was like, that's kind of shitty.
And Britain Loco also said, yes, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. If I remember right, Tim Scott was the one in, oh man, don't quote me on this, nigga. I want to say fucking 2014, Tim Scott was heard on tape saying that they can, that they need to have people on welfare that deserve it. It was some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, ew. It was some
but he said it in a context of like some divide and conquer shit. It's a really old clip. I haven't heard it in, well, 5 years.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Yeah, fucking Tim Scott. Damn, Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham. That there's your senators. Hmm. Every state gets two, no matter what the population is.
Yes.
We're all represented equally in here.
We are.
You fucking
guys.
That's
what the Electoral College is for.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now, like, all those people in New York, people in Iowa, now get to share and legislate together.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so yeah, the story just ended by saying that because the suspension happened during prom, she was not allowed to go to prom, but the boys were. So, yes.
Man, this fucking world sucks.
Right.
All right, Chief.
Yes.
Let's close it out with a little Stefan Molyneux. Neux.
Really?
Molyneux.
Molyneux.
He does Molly up his nose. I don't know.
He might do Molly up his nose. Well, that seems like a horrible idea.
All right. Now, Stephen Molyneux knows a thing or three about white civilization and the reason why other races are pulling it down.
Okay.
All right. And I don't know if you knew that.
Hmm.
But like every single day, I get up.
Mm-hmm.
I put on my fucking cargo pants.
Yes.
That I can still fit,
yes. And
some of them I cannot.
Yes.
I put on my fucking work boots with my Dickie socks first because they absorb sweat really well.
They do.
I grab my fucking lunch bag, mm-hmm. my backpack with mm-hmm. extra supplies, my toolboxes, and I go in there and I pull the white man down.
Yeah.
Every white man in my path gets taken down a notch.
It's true. True.
These are the facts.
Actually, all the white men got taken down a notch today. They're fucking crying over the Notre Dame Cathedral burning down. Like, they are upset. Ben Shapiro is tweeting about it. He's like, this was a testament to Western civilization. This is a tragedy.
Like, this is what I've been talking about. Like, I've been wanting to see shit like this happen so much. I'm telling you, man. I want to burn the Mona Lisa. I want to fuck up all, like, everything that fucking that is in Europe that Europeans love, I want to fucking burn. I want to do to it what they did to everything else on the planet that was not European.
You know what? I can't say I supported that because I actually like some of the artwork, but the white tears I'm seeing, kind of.
Yeah.
You know.
Before Emperor William really does his thing, I just want to see them respond to stuff being, well, colonized. All right. But yeah, these are the facts, though. Stefan Molyneux, and this is not new. We are behind on this by 14 days.
Oh, okay.
All right. And but let's go ahead and check out this audio clip.
Ethnicity, every so every culture, every ethnicity, every country has that choice. They can look at some of the white achievements and say, "Wow." We you know, that's good, but we can do better. Fantastic. Wouldn't that be wonderful to have this leap?
All right. They can look at white achievements.
Mm-hmm. What, like the Black Plague or slavery?
That was
burning people at the stake.
Pretty well achieved. Very achievously. All right. Mm-hmm. Remember the mission accomplished banner?
Yeah.
Very good white achievement.
Capitalism. That's a.
Take a look at Skid Row in California.
That's
all right, buddy.
An achievement.
Yeah. What, Scorched Earth? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very achievery. Something we covered. I covered this in a morning wine cellar by myself. And when they created an almost miniature ice age by murdering so many indigenous folks in this hemisphere.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. White achievements.
Genocide. Hey.
The accordion.
Lederhosen.
Yeah. Also very good. I'll tell you, man. There are some white achievements out there.
It's a donut prune salad.
Oh, fuck no. but you know what this motherfucker's talking about. He means, like, just being in charge of shit. But then you could also look at, like, put a man on the moon. I don't give a fuck about that. That is a bullshit, nonsense, useless recreation.
Yeah.
Burned a whole lot of fossil fuels for fucking what?
Right.
So you could go play on a rock.
Oh, so they could be the first ones there.
And then what?
Then you colonize it. Because you were there first.
When's that happening?
As soon as we have the technology.
Really?
Yes. We're Space Force, nigga!
How many years out? I don't even know what year that moon shit was.
That was like in the 60s.
In the 60s?
Yeah. Although, actually, a lot of the whole Space Race thing was actually just to fuck with the USSR's economy. And bring them down and try to make them collapse, which ultimately happened. That actually had a lot to do with our...
Wait, isn't the USSR also white people?
Yeah, it's Russia.
Okay, so which one of these is a white achievement? Does a white failure cancel out a white achievement if it's caused by white...
What? But it was Russia.
But it was... But they're white. Vladimir Putin is not a man of color.
They're not Anglo-white.
But they're white.
Were Nazis. What the fuck? They were not Anglos.
Well, no, so were Nazis. They still are. Nazis are still white. Ain't a damn thing changed.
But they're not Anglos.
Let me take a look here. Britton Gadsden in the archive chat space said, you should go buy slaves to end slavery. The hot garbage.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. He said that about Libya. If you want to end the slave trade in Libya, go buy slaves and free them.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Which also, hey, Libya was a white achievement, right? We came, we saw he died. That was a pretty fucking white achievement.
Well, can I use Israel Folau's money to buy the slave?
Is it a gay slave?
As long as the gay slave doesn't want to get married, we're in there. Because you can't support that.
You can't support that. These
fucking guys. All right, let me think. What else would they consider like a real... the Titanic. Okay, let's get serious.
No, typically when they say this, what they mean is like scientific innovations. But, of course, it's, no pun intended, whitewashing of history by ignoring the fact that these innovations are oftentimes built quite literally sometimes on the backs of, you know, slave labor, of stealing indigenous land, of the economy that was built by African-American slaves, by contributions of people that were never, fully allowed to, be public about what they've done, you know? Because that's the thing is, like, because if you look at, like, the threads of these guys on, like, Twitter and social media and whatnot, they'll say things like, using the internet, a white man made it, thank a white man. Like, you know, that type of shit, or like, oh, well, you like having vaccines, thank a white man.
J. Marion Simmons.
Yeah.
Right? Built gynecology on basically torturing black woman slaves.
Yes.
Cis woman slaves.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, yeah, but there's your white achievements there, buddy. Damn, we can really draw out a clip.
Yes, we can.
All right, let's bring it back to Stefan.
It's good, but we can do better. Fantastic. Wouldn't that be wonderful to have this leapfrogging forward into freedom and liberty and...
Ooh, this guy is fucking creepy. Holy shit. This is a creepy fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like, who's that fucking guy? He's like Star Trek, Star Wars. A lot of people like him.
Those are two completely different franchises. You need to be more specific.
The one where Scotty beams him.
That's Star Trek.
Okay. White man, bald, still famous. They kind of have an image of him in that cartoon, American Dad.
What?
Damn, what the fuck is that white man's name? Which is something that Emperor William will be saying a lot when hunting fugitives. What is
Leonard Nimoy? That one?
Let me see.
Fucking
famous from Star Trek. That's how I search for things. I'm a good searcher. Images. Whoever that bald-headed fella is right there.
Oh, shit. That's the British guy.
Okay, British guy from Star Trek.
Fuck, I forgot his name now.
I know, right?
He was in the X-Men, too.
Say word.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I really can't. I know someone's gonna, like, angry tweet me tomorrow. Yeah. I am sorry.
Neither of us can think of this shit.
Fuck.
She's gonna look it up now.
I am. Oh, shit.
All right, but yeah, he fucking looks like that. It's a little bugged out. Like, he looks like that, but, like, this evil, creepy, Patrick Stewart-looking motherfucker. I said that because, Britain Loco.
Thank you. I was like, oh, I can't remember his name. I was about to Google the X-Men cast and shit. I was like, oh, no. Thank you.
God.
Patrick Stewart does not look nearly that fucking creepy.
No, he looks like a creepy version of.
The beauty of free speech and property rights and more markets and more charity and wouldn't that be beautiful, more beautiful art?
When they say free speech, they're never fucking thinking about like Congress stopping someone from speaking.
No, never.
That is literally never in everness what it's about.
No, it's about white people getting to say white things. But then see, and that's also like the, I guess, objectiveness of the whole thing is like, they're like, well, you guys should be better too, but it's like, you only think what we do is better if it appeals to white sensibilities, right? There is black art, right? There is indigenous art, but y'all don't like it, so therefore it's inferior. You want the fucking Mona Lisa, you want fucking these Catholic cathedrals, you want fucking castles, but, you know, there really isn't anything other than a personal opinion that says, you know, like, a mosque in, you know, Ethiopia is less artistic than a cathedral in Spain. It's a personal opinion thing, and every time it's like, well, white people don't like it, therefore it's not good art. What did he say?
Oh, Britain Local said, he said he was yelling at the screen as if we could hear him, and then typed it. Sometimes you gotta yell at the screen, nigga.
Pretend it's a horror movie. Get out.
Get your message across. I tried to watch Get Out, but the bootleg was actually like a teaser bootleg to make you buy it. It was some bullshit.
Mm.
That was some bullshit. And it was like right after she sat him down in the chair and like made him fall into this other dimension type shit.
Yeah.
It was fucking bugged out. And then it was just like, and that's the end of your movie. You can buy it here. You can buy these. All right.
And that'd be wonderful. But that's generally not what's happening. What's happening is that people are trying to pull down white civilization because, for whatever reason, they feel that they cannot match it.
What is white civilization, though? Like,
yeah, because, again, like, when you look at, like, what Richard Spencer says, Jews are not white. Jews are Jews.
Right.
And it's like, nigga, they live like you.
Right, they look like you.
Yeah, look like you, live like you, talk like you. They don't celebrate all the days of Hanukkah.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of trendy posers, man. Like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's like the punk rocker religions. A lot of fucking posers.
Well, a lot of Jewish people aren't even religious.
Like, no.
There's a lot of secular Jews where it's, you know, you follow certain traditions and cultural, you know, cultural norms, but there's really not a lot of, like, spiritual faith going on necessarily. Yeah. But I mean, so it's like, so what, like, where are Jewish people? And then even, you know, white culture, so what, these democratic socialist countries that are very like, we believe in unions and living wages. and trying to be eco-friendly in, like, what, fucking, like, Norway and Sweden? Is that anything like fucking American culture? Because every time there's a school shooting, I see a bunch of fucking white people from Australia and Europe have some shit to say about our gun laws. So which one of those is white culture?
And then also saying white culture. So where you lived out here in Illinois, yes, and where I lived out there in Washington State. Again,
which one is the white culture?
It was the same 90s. It was the same McMurka.
Mm-hmm.
Same Constitution. Founded by hardcore Christians like George Washington.
Yeah.
Hardcore Christian.
Yeah.
So Christian, he had wooden teeth because they came from Jesus's cross.
Oh, no, they weren't wooden teeth. He had teeth, dentures made from his slaves.
Jesus was a slave. Same thing.
Jesus was a slave, too.
You'll work too. Oh man, that's terrible. That's a bad.
That is inappropriate.
Foul joke.
That is inappropriate.
No one laugh at that. Don't you fucking dare. No. I don't even have the soundboard open. All right, I'm focused. All right, Stefan Molyneux. Give him a little running start here.
What's happening is that people are trying to pull down white civilization because, for whatever reason, they feel that they cannot match it in the hurly-burly competition of...
Did he say hurly-burly?
He did.
What the fuck is hurly-burly? Is that like,
goofy?
Basically bully-footing? You know, I'm guessing it's a toxic masculinity thing. Like, it's a... Like, who's the roughest? But then it's like, yeah, motherfucker wasn't rough until you got your hands on gunpowder.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you got your hands on gunpowder, that's when you became the illest, because you were already down to get your kill on. You've been practicing on each other. I mean, just look at fucking gladiators and shit.
Gladiators, fucking burning people at the stake, fucking... Yeah.
Like, yes. Yeah, you've been... And that's the funny thing. Then that speaks back to that projectionism again. I think it was that movie Higher Learning, and the neo-Nazis are talking to each other. And they're like, we got to be ready to kill. We got to be ready to use guns. Those gangbangers are practicing on each other in the streets every day. And it's like, if you look at the more global context over several centuries, Europeans have been practicing on each other every decade.
Right.
And when they were finally ready to leave Europe, they said, yo, we got straps. We got cannons.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Right? And then, like, you look at shit like the Dutch landed in what they now call South Africa. And they were like, it's pretty cool, it's pretty neat. You know, they ate some hot dogs and they were about to fucking leave.
Hot dogs.
And then they hit up the niggas from Britain. And Britain, they were like, dude, go back and make the... There were people there, right? Exploit them. What's your problem? Shoot them in the face and make the survivors work. And that's how you got South Africa as it is today.
Don't. Ann Coulter said that the white people were in Africa first.
Ooh, that's... No, she didn't say that.
Yes, the fuck she did.
That's a real clip?
It's not a clip, it's a tweet.
Oh, fuck, that's not as fun.
Yes, yeah, she said that white people were in South Africa before black people were in South Africa.
Then who were the slaves?
Nigga, look,
it was the white women, because woman is the nigger of earth.
Women is the nigger of the world. No, because, the black people were so impressed by white people in South Africa that black people didn't get to South Africa until after white people started building white civilization.
In South Africa.
In South Africa.
So they went down there.
Yes.
There were no people.
Yeah.
No resources.
No.
And they said, man, this no people and no resources, this is the spot.
Yep.
All right. That's what happened. Weird, man. Fucking weird.
They're not trying to make sense.
I'm telling you, man, like fucking, like, Ann Coulter is going to age up and age out.
Yeah.
At some point.
She seems really old already.
Right, because she's been around our whole lives.
Yeah, definitely since the 90s. I remember her.
But fucking, I really think
shit,
that...
with fucking Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and fucking Turtleneck are still here, so...
I think I shouldn't say take her place, but I do think that Candace Owens can have that same career.
I thought Tommy Lauren was going to always be the next.
That one?
Yeah.
She fucked up hard when she...
The abortion thing?
Yeah, she fucked up.
But her fan base still seems pretty consistent. Because I think that's the thing is, like, because Ann Coulter fucks up sometimes too, but she always seems to be welcomed back into the conservative fold.
Well, that's the thing. It's about the conservative fold, not about the fan base.
I don't know. Fuck the fans. I think Tommy's gonna...
The fans are fickle and inconsistent. They don't know who they're fans of. They were fans of George Bush, and then Jeb Bush ran. Donald Trump said, nigga, fuck you and your punk-ass war. Weapons of mass destruction ass. Little... Like, he did. He called him the B-word up on stage. And then there goes John Ellis Bush. That's Jeb's real name. And they're out of there. Conservatives, they don't know. As far as the fans go...
Yeah.
They go to, they're like how 50 Cent described hip-hop heads back in 2003. They're fiends. They'll cop from whoever got some hot shit on the block.
Hmm.
If you're talking hot conservative shit on the block, they will cop. They will come get that sack. PewDiePie talk that hot shit, they come get that sack.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren did, they come, whoever. But as far as the conservative fold, the big OGs, the kiss the ring motherfuckers.
That's, yeah, but they let Trump in. And wasn't that the whole thing? Wasn't Gingrich pissed about that? He didn't kiss the ring. He doesn't get to be here.
Then fucking how much does Gingrich really run shit?
He's been out of office for a minute.
But then Trump, he did kind of, but and he came in with some of his own money on some level.
Hmm.
And he did thug it out. He ran kind of a different campaign.
He did, but he won because of the fans.
Like, he won the campaign that, who was that motherfucker out of Georgia? Oh, man. George Wallace.
Oh.
He ran the campaign that George Wallace had, but this time with Twitter and shit.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like, if George Wallace had Twitter and shit, he probably could have trumped it, too.
Hmm.
Yeah. Times just changed. Technology changed. Basically, white achievements, really. Stephen Molyneux. Let's keep going with this clip.
White civilization, because for whatever reason they feel that they cannot match it in the hurly-burly competition of
hurly-burly
us mere biped mammals. That is what is going on, and that's why the white race is continually being attacked. Not because it was evil, and there were certainly evil aspects to history, as there was in all races and cultures, but because
nigga, that is like the original and most consistent whataboutism.
Mm-hmm.
Is fucking, hey, everybody fucked up a little bit.
Right.
All right, like somebody might say, like, well, before Europeans showed up, like Aztecs were, you know, rolling a dead girl's skull down a hill.
Right.
And it's like, and then Europeans came and did evil shit and never stopped.
Right, yeah, that's the thing. I think that's always, like, the part of the argument that's missing, because you're like, okay, but what would have happened if Europeans hadn't been, like, where would those cultures be now?
Yeah.
Because it's easy to be like, oh, 500 years ago, everyone was, you know, because religion and no science. And all right, fine. But where, without white intervention, would these people be now? Or just, like, blatantly making shit up. Like, I actually saw someone try to argue that Taino people, who were the people in, like, Puerto Rico and Cuba, the people that Columbus first encountered, because he never actually landed in the continental United States, that it was actually good that they got colonized by Spain because there was a tribe that was, like, cannibalistic that was nearby, and if, basically, if the Spaniards hadn't, you know, fed the Taino to dogs, that the cannibals would have eaten them, and that would have somehow been worse.
Oh, yeah, that existed. When, really, all the people out there, they were so kind and so nonviolent, they literally... Okay, forget about not just didn't know what a sword was.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what the fuck a sharp object was and just straight up touched his sword and was surprised that his hand was cut.
Right.
And that's in Christopher Columbus's diary that is publicly available.
Yeah, he did that a lot. He started off by saying, like, I've never seen such a people that are, like, so kind and so generous and have such an innate goodness in them. And then it turned into, you know, if I had, like, 50 dudes, I could take over the whole island.
Well,
and then it turned into, they're dangerous. We should get, like, 500 dudes and take over the whole island.
I think the original one that I remember from looking at the shit in 2012 was that he said, because the wording, words matter to me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it's a translation, because what did he speak, like Italian or some shit?
Italian and Spanish, I think.
Okay. But the word in translation was, he told the queen, you give me 50 men and I can subjugate them.
Yeah.
Went with subjugate. That was his first plan.
Well, yeah, because they have gold, they can't fight back, and they're very rapeable. Let's do this.
Yeah.
White culture. Hey.
Hey, white achievements. All right, Stefan Molyneux, almost to the end of this clip. Serial
killer looking motherfucker.
Yeah. And Britain local said again, Stan culture. Mm. We're talking about the Republican fans.
The white race is continually being attacked. Not because it was evil, and there were certainly evil aspects to history, as there was in all races and cultures, but because the achievements cannot be matched, let alone exceeded.
That's the thing. Like, who decided the Eiffel Tower was an achievement?
Right.
Like, why does that get to be an achievement?
All your ugly shit.
It's like, and that, you know, and that's like just like the wildest thing is we like it, therefore this is the pinnacle of achievement. And it's like, okay.
Motherfuckers just call everything a damn achievement. I don't see not one pyramid on any continent that you ruined.
Yeah, but according to them, I don't know, the Jews built the pyramids or aliens. Like, literally anybody but Africans or indigenous people built pyramids.
Where's your fucking Easter Island heads? Which is not even Easter Island, that's just what you fucking called it. Right? Everything that we, all these words we say are just shit that they called stuff when they rolled up on it. Phoenix is looking and thinking.
I'm thinking, like, all the fucking white shit is actually really fucking recent. Like, in India, there was the fucking Taj Mahal. There's the fucking pyramids in Egypt, right? There's fucking pyramids in, South America. Fucking white, what? Stonehenge? Is that what the fuck they were walking with at the time? Stonehenge?
The fucking, like, the Colosseums and,
Colosseums, all right.
Those are ugly.
I do think they're ugly, but it's like...
Those aren't achievements. That's a shitty staircase you slap together. That's garbage. That's not awesome.
It's a staircase. Yeah, it's just like, you know, but it's not done by white people, therefore it doesn't count. So it's like, oh, it has to be the Eiffel Tower. It has to be the Colosseum. You know, it has to be Greek temples. It can't be Egyptian ones because... Africa.
That's why, man, in 1999, there must have been such a sigh of relief when Eminem came out. They were like, see, one of us can do it too. God damn it. Because so much focus went on him immediately.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, yeah, that's the guy.
The guy.
It's like, we got a gang of those guys. We have so many Eminems. All right, almost done with Stephen Molly.
Therefore, the statue must be cast down.
The statue must be cast down.
Okay.
He is, if you take away his delivery and what is that, a baritone?
Yeah.
Yeah, his raspy baritone. Like, I want to hear someone with a high-pitched voice like mine say the shit he's saying. Because I think that to the sort of meathead, fucking mouth-breathing troglodyte listener of his, he sounds way more intellectually deep than he actually is just because the way he's saying it.
Yeah, the presentation.
It's like the way American right-wingers heard Milo. They hear that British accent and they're like, oh, how classy.
Right.
And it's like, he's saying bullshit.
That was a great meme. It was something like how Americans see Britons, and it was like, you know, like a sort of the old picture from, you know, like the 1500s of the royal family, and it was how the rest of Europe sees Britons, and it was like some dude passed out with his head in a garbage can.
It was a white achievement.
It was a white achievement.
He was recycling. What the fuck were you doing?
Not passing out in a garbage can. In the bin! I wasn't in the bin!
The bin... Oh my goodness. Wait, didn't we?
What? Someone was peeing in the bin.
That's right. That was the video. And it was like, and that's a real effort too, because those things are kind of tall. Like, you got to get up on your toes. It's like, there's a brick wall. Why are you not going against the wall? Like, why does it have
to pay what? In the bin? You have to pay in the bin.
Why is he being a polite, indecent exposer?
Because you have to pay in the bin.
Dude, this episode is way the fuck too long.
It is.
No. Well, actually, you know what, folks? This is what it's what it has been. This is the stuff that I've been making for Patreon only that two people have been clicking on.
So the moral of the story is click the fucking Patreon, people.
Well, three people between, I'm guessing, two devices.
Yeah.
So, what? I don't know where Patty Loco is, but basically, one McMurrican, two Australians came for the Patreon-only content. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's a grand old time. I'm going to look at the time. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, it's so long.
An
it's
hour so and 40-minute episode. All right. I don't know.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yes?
PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam if you want to drop something in the old tip jar, and Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund if you like to pay for shit that you don't want to listen to. Come
yes.
on.
Yes.
And on the real to real, please, motherfuckers, be as safe as possible wherever you are. And I do mean that shit like fucking it's as possible. Because, especially as marginalized folks, if someone targets you, they target you. Mm-hmm. You know? That's why it's just as safe as possible. But then there's also little shit with me, like fucking, if you're in your kitchen, be careful when you're handling your knives. Be safe. Right. You know, you're nailing some shit to the wall. You know, take your time, aim the hammer, don't smash your finger. Be safe, yo. Just please, be as safe as possible, wherever you are. Have a great one. All right, Face Booze Live.
Bye.
You got to get on from round here.
Really?
Finish. Yeah.
These my daddy tools.
YouTube. These my daddy tools. I'll show you YouTube. I got me this here hammer. This here hammer's one my daddy tools.
We should just fucking play that clip at some point on the show.
I got wrenches. We should play. Should yeah. add it to the soundboard.
Oh, fuck
which
yeah.
Which is a long soundboard
it
clip.
It is. Yeah, maybe I have to splice it down.
Yeah, I got my daddy tools. All right. I bought them on the boardwalk in a very empirical fashion.
Really?
Right. What? Watch out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Venus just put her knuckies on my Thompson. Oh, wait, that's not going to sound right for... Okay, podcast listeners. God. Okay, podcast listeners, she just put her hand on my face. For those of you not watching video. I was just trying to play with the name of the character in Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, my God.
All right. We ain't got time to do Wine Cellar After Dark no more. Phoenix is doing Swap.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and... today is Monday. The one that we had preloaded is there. You can check out Phoenix Cleaver's new Swap news and comment.
Yes.
Sex Workers Rights Education Program.
Yes.
And Swap Communications. And, oh, and you just recorded another one that I need to set up to go up Wednesday,
yes,
right?
Sex Worker News, yes.
Monday, Wednesday, yes. Friday, which, Phoenix Cleaver Swap.
Do you want, like, the teaser?
Yeah. Yeah, there tell is them what's happening.
There's a cop who has a history of using... the like criminal database to look up people's information.
Yeah.
And he's already been suspended for this once. Now it turns out he looked up information of someone who worked at a strip club, a dancer there, left early to go to the strip club to see her after searching up her personal information, and now she's dead.
Jesus.
They're saying it's not him, but I'm like, I have doubts.
All right. Damn, yeah, we got notifications going off.
Shit.
It's fucking, it's late for us.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're 35 and 37, fucking 7 p.m. is like, oh, fuck, we got to wrap up this evening.
Yes, we do.
All right, people, folks, let's do it again. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And as I have William explained to you, please be as safe as possible wherever you are.